Lucas, the very hungry caterpillar. For my sister, Krista, what's that?
A moon.
No, that's not a moon. What is it? What's out right now?
A moon weapon.
No, what's out right now?
There's a sun boy.
No, that's the sun. Why is the sun out now? Because it's daytime? Because at night he'll say, where's the moon? And he looks for it. Oh, no, wait a minute. Let's do things one at a time. What's that?
What is that?
No, that's a moon. Remember the moon you were looking for in the sky?
Yeah.
It's a moon. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Where's the egg? What is it?
Right there.
All right, and what's this?
Is
this the leaf I was talking about?
Yeah, right.
Is that where the caterpillar laid the egg?
Yeah.
And what was this? And what's this look like to you?
I'm a tree.
Wait a minute. Huh? On Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg, you know, a tiny and very hungry little caterpillar. Where's the caterpillar? And what's this?
A moon.
No, it's not a moon. What's out right now? The moon isn't out when it's like this. What is it?
It's like a sun. I was thinking.
Sun. What did I talk about? What was this? This is a sun.
Yeah.
That's the sun, and it only comes out during the day. Yeah, but normal suns don't usually have eyes. Yeah. And what's this little caterpillar doing?
I'm walking.
Yeah, did he come out of his egg?
Yeah.
He started to look for some food.
Oh,
I know, shh. Wait. Mm. He started to look for some food. What's this again? What did I just tell you? I just said this was the sun.
Sun.
On Monday, he ate the what? Right, but he was still hungry, so he ate a pear.
Yeah, pear.
On a Tuesday, he ate two pears, but he was still hungry. How many of those? No, this is how many? One.
Two, three.
No, one.
One.
No, one. Two.
One, two.
Yeah. And on Wednesday, he threw three plums. One, two.
Three.
Yep. But he was still hungry. See how he eats through these?
Yeah.
He was still hungry.
Yeah.
And on Thursday, he threw four strawberries, but he was still hungry. Where are the four strawberries?
Well, here or there.
Can you count to four?
One, two, five, and three, and
no, one, two, three, four. I used to say it back and front. Now it's like one, two, five, because I haven't really been able to sit them. On Friday, he ate five oranges, but he was still hungry. Where's the five oranges?
Mm-hmm.
Are these oranges?
Yeah.
Can you count the oranges?
One,
two,
three,
four.
Five.
See, very good. That's the way you count. On Saturday, he ate one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, and one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage,
no,
one cupcake.
Full.
I know, this is all food. And one slice of watermelon. And that night he had a bellyache. Let's count how many there were. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, eleven. No, it's 10. I don't know why he's been doing that, but he's been screwing up on it. The next day was Sunday again, and the caterpillar ate with one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Where's the nice green leaf?
Right here.
Right. Did he feel better?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. Where's the big, fat caterpillar?
Where's Jerry?
He built a small house called the cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out, and there's a cocoon. What's that? A butterfly. He was a beautiful butterfly. Where's the butterfly? Isn't that pretty?
Yeah. Now get the random book.
Do you have a favorite book that you'd like to show us?
No, he likes different books, but let me go see if I can find a book that he likes. The Playground. Okay.
Never mind.
The light doesn't go on unless I'm speaking. Okay. I think they're hamsters. I don't know what they are. Guinea pigs, hamsters, and...
Yeah.
No, wait. No, wait. First things first, right?
No,
the playground. What's this?
Going down to what?
Right? And what's this? Pushing them on the... Swing.
Swing.
And what are those?
Spiders.
No, that is a spider, yeah, but that's a monkey bar, right?
Yeah, monkey bar.
And the kid's playing the...
Do it.
That's a sandbox. And what's this? Where did you get some water today at the children's hospital? Where'd you get it? The water?
Yeah, water.
What was it called?
And writing.
No, this is a water fountain. Uh-huh. And this is a tunnel?
Yeah. And a baseball game.
Big kids. Playing with little kids. Yeah. And what was the little boy chasing after?
The ball.
Right. Hats.
Ball player.
Where's the hats? Yeah, that boy's wearing a hat, but where are the hats on this page? No. Right, there's some hats. And who's that? A ball player?
Yeah, mommy's.
Okay. Spring Bird, Big Bird brings spring to Sesame Street. I hope all the pages are. Big Bird looked down Sesame Street. Everything was covered with a thick layer of white snow. Big Bird sighed. It had been a long winter. He was tired of looking at plain white snow.
Yeah.
Big Bird walked through the park and thought about all the things he couldn't do because of the snow. He couldn't ride his unicycle down Sesame Street. He couldn't play in the sandbox in the playground. And he couldn't roller skate on the sidewalk. Besides, winter is so gloomy, thought Big Bird. I wish spring was here. Suddenly, Big Bird had a wonderful idea. I'll buy some flowers to put in my nest. Then it will look like spring is already here.
Yeah.
So Big Bird walked down to Mr. McIntosh's store and he bought six of his favorite flowers. The pretty flowers? Where are the flowers? The
one,
flowers.
Two,
no,
three,
I didn't count them.
Four,
I asked her where they were. I feel better already, thought Big Bird, as he walked towards Sesame Street with his bouquet of six flowers. Let's count the flowers. How many flowers?
One. Two. One.
No. Let's do it over again. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Six.
On the way to his nest, Big Bird stopped at Count's castle. Ah, Big Bird, what beautiful flowers, cried the Count. Let me count them. One beautiful flower, two beautiful flowers, three, four, five, six. Beautiful flowers. Big Bird, I love counting your beautiful flowers. Who's that?
Count.
Gee, I didn't buy beautiful flowers to compliment Big Bird. I bought them to remind me of spring. Would you like to keep this pretty pink daisy? You can count all of its petals. Wonderful, cried the Count. I also love counting flower petals. One pretty pink flower, two pretty pink flower petals, three. Big Bird walked down Sesame Street carrying his five flowers, and he stopped to watch Maria shovel snow from the sidewalk in front of fix-it shop. Oops, Maria slipped and fell in the snow. Oh, Maria, are you hurt? That's Big Bird as he helped her stand up. No, Big Bird, I'm not hurt, but I'm tired of winter and shoveling snow. Who fell? And who helped her up? What's his name?
Rick.
No, that's Maria. And who helped her up?
Big Bird.
Big Bird. Here, Maria, said Big Bird. You may have one of my beautiful flowers. It will help you feel happy again. Thank you, Big Bird, said Maria, taking the orange tiger lily. Big Bird walked onto Sesame Street with the four flowers he had left. He found Grover sitting sadly on the steps. Oh, my goodness, said Grover. Furry old Grover is very blue. Of course you are blue. You have blue fur. No, no, Big Bird. I mean that I'm very sad, explained Grover. I cannot ride my scooter in the snow. Maybe this blue pansy will make you feel better, said Big Bird, and he gave it to Grover. Who's he talking to? What's his name?
Grover.
Right. And who's that?
Big Bird.
Right. Big Bird looked down at his three flowers, and he noticed that one of them was bent over. Uh-uh, said Big Bird, holding up the purple iris. The flower's stem is broken. The lid of the trash can clanged open. I love things that are broken, said Oscar the Grouch, leaning out of his can. Well, gee, Oscar, I guess you may have this purple tiger lily. Who's that?
Grouch.
Who?
Grouch.
What's his name?
Grouch.
No, it's not just Grouch. What's his first name?
Grouch.
No, his name's Oscar, right?
Oscar.
Thanks, Bird, said Oscar. Grouches like flowers that are bent and broken. He grabbed the purple iris and they slammed down the lid of his trash can. Who's got a trash can? No, say his name.
Oscar.
No, Oscar.
I can't say that.
Yes, you can say it. Try it again.
I can't say it.
Yes, you can say it. You can try.
I say
you can. Oscar. Big Bird clutched his last two flowers. Then he saw Ernie. Hi, Big Bird, said Ernie. You look cold. I'm so cold my tail feathers are frozen, answered Big Bird. Where are you going? I'm going to see Betty Lou. She's sick in bed with the flu, and I wish I had something to take her to cheer her up. Do you mind if I just get it from you?
Mommy?
Wait a minute.
Mommy,
hello?
Hello.
I have company. Yeah. They're here for Christopher. Oh, really? Why? Hope I'm here. Bye. Sorry. Sorry about that.
That's
okay. Don't do that, Chris. Okay, where were we? I'm going to see Betty Lou. She's sick in bed with the flu, and I wish I had something to take to cheer her up. Where's Ernie going? No, he's going to go see Betty Lou because she's sick in bed. And what does he want to take to cheer her up?
Flowers.
Yeah. Oh, said Big Bird, looking down at his last two flowers. Do you think she would like a yellow daffodil? Oh, yes, thank you, Big Bird. Ernie took the flower and went into 123 Sesame Street. What did Ernie take? No, what did Ernie take into Sesame Street? What did he do?
This.
And what's that called?
Flower.
It's not a plower, it's a flower. Big Bird went into Hooper's store to get warm. Bert was sitting at the counter, sadly, sipping his figgy fizz. What's wrong, Bert, asked the bird. Big Bird, excuse me. You look kind of glum. I've lost my favorite paperclip, wailed Bert. I dropped it in a snowdrift. Now I'll have to wait until the snow melts to find it. Oh, Big Bird, what if my paperclip gets all rusted by then? Don't worry, Bert, said Big Bird. Your paperclip will be there in the spring. Oh, Big Bird, sighed Bert. Then he looked at the single rose Big Bird was holding. Say, what are you going to do with that beautiful rose, he asked. I'm going to give it to you, Bert. Big Bird gave his last flower and left Hooper's store. Empty-handed, Big Bird walked back up Sesame Street and towards his nest. He had given away all his flowers. Oh, well, soon it will be spring. What did Big Bird give Bert? No, what did he give him?
Bert.
What did Big Bird give birth?
The flock of birds.
Right. And now he has what? No more.
No more.
Well, when he got to the lamppost, Big Bird turned around. Sesame Street looked different. The plain white snow-covered street was splashed with bright colors. The flowers Big Bird had given to his friends were blooming up and down Sesame Street. Big Bird had brought spring to Sesame Street. See? What did he bring to Sesame Street? No. Say it. Don't point to it. What did he bring to Sesame Street?
Flowers and this flower and this flower and this flower.